Were you singing along with us today? I know it's not easy to not gather together with God's people. But today, in God's Spirit, we are gathered together with you today. And we're so glad that you're out there and that you're listening today. And we know that God's Spirit is here and He's working. And He is going to be right where you are, ministering to you today. Francis Schaeffer wrote a book several years ago entitled, How Shall We Then Live? I've been sharing this thought and message with our people at Faith, and I want to share it with you today. We are living in a time that is so different. We have never lived in this time. In fact, there's no one that I know of alive today that has ever gone through what the world is going through today. This is a worldwide epidemic. It is a worldwide pandemic. It is a time when all of the things that we have counted on are being shaken. Can I say this? God is not shaken. God knows what is happening. And I want to read to you a scripture that has ministered to my heart this week, and it is this, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Now look at this part. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. One of the most amazing truths is this, that wherever the church is, wherever the Christian is, wherever we are going through difficult times, God's word is always this to us. Don't be afraid. Do not fear. Whenever angels appeared on the scene, the first thing they had to say to us was, fear not. Don't be afraid. When Joshua was faced with his life's work now that Moses was gone, and God says, Moses, my servant, is dead. It must have been an absolute shock to the system of Joshua to suddenly realize that all of the burdens that Moses had carried now were on his shoulders. And the Lord says, don't be afraid, Joshua. Be strong. Be very courageous. And I would say today to each of us that are listening, God is still saying to us, don't be afraid. And you say, but there's so much to fear. And yes, there is fear out there, and there's reason for fear. There are things that are happening that have never happened before. There are dangers. We almost shudder to walk out our doors today. But I believe that God is saying something to us that I would like to share with you today. Number one, God has three don'ts for us and three do's for us. The three don'ts are this. Do not live in fear. The word of God is very clear that Jesus Christ is still on the throne, that he still is ministering to us and he is still taking care of us. And he says, I will take care of you. The songwriters through the ages going through difficult times have always found that that message came through, that God says, I will take care of you. Joshua 1:9, have not I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That's a promise you can stand on. And so the first don't is don't be living in fear. When fear comes in, push it away and say, Lord, I choose to trust you today. Do not be foolish. There are people who do foolish things. We are following the mandates that's gone out, not meeting in large groups, washing our hands often. That's just plain wisdom. And we need to be wise in this. Some time ago, when this first happened, one of the sports players says, you know, I'm not afraid anymore. I'm touching all the mics and touching everybody. It turned out he had the coronavirus and had to go on television and apologize for what he had done. It was foolish what he had done. The thing is this, we're not to live in fear, but do not be foolish. Number three, do not be presumptuous. You remember Jesus going through his trial, his testing, his temptation, the 40 days. And Satan comes along and takes him up to the pinnacle of the temple and says, you say you're the Son of God? cast yourself down, for the word says, I have given my angels charge. And Jesus said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. In other words, don't be presumptuous and say, well, I don't have to worry about this. I'm fine. I don't have to take all those precautions. That's presumption. Don't be presumptuous. Simple three don'ts for the body of Christ that apply to all of us who serve Jesus. But what about the do's? The first do, live by faith. The word of God is very clear. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God gives us a gift of faith. When you're going through difficult times, when you're going through problems in your life that are ready to overwhelm you, the one thing that will impress the God of heaven is if you reach out in faith to him. Nothing ever impressed Jesus when he was on this world, when he walked on the shores of Galilee. Nothing impressed him but people who walked in faith. When somebody would walk in faith, Jesus would say, my, I have not seen such faith. No, not in all of Israel. Or he would say to his disciples, oh, you of little faith. You see, Jesus is always looking. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. And in this time, in this trial, this turbulent time that we're going through, it is essential that we live in faith. Lord, help my faith to reach out and take hold of your hand. You say, how do I get that faith? The Bible is very clear. Faith comes by hearing. So how do I get that? Number one, I go to the word of God. And I say, Lord, here's your word. I'm going to stand on the word of God because you have given me your word, and your word will never fail. Not one dotting of the I or crossing of the T will pass away before all of this word is fulfilled. And so you can trust the word of God. You can also trust the Spirit of God to speak the word to your heart. There's nothing that builds your faith anymore than when the Holy Spirit takes a word from the word of God and implants it deep in your heart and in your spirit, and you know that you know that you know. Oh, I thank God for the knowing that God gives by his Spirit so that we can take his word and stand on it. How many times I've had to say, Lord, I don't know what to do in this situation. And God says, come follow me. Don't be afraid. And he then takes us through the walk that we have to travel, the way we have to go. And he leads us by faith, step by step by step. And so I declare to you today, God is still speaking. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And so I would encourage you today, spend time alone with the Lord. Spend time when you are not allowed to go out and you can't go to work and you can't go to school and there's so many things you can't do. Here's some things you can do. You can spend time with the Lord. You can get the word of God out and say, Holy Spirit, will you open the word to me? Will you help me to understand it? People say, well, I don't understand the Bible. I read it, doesn't mean anything to me. The Bible tells me that the Holy Spirit is the teacher. And so when you are going through a time you're not getting anything out of the word, just stop, bow your head, and say, Holy Spirit, will you teach me the word of God? And as you pray that prayer and you begin to read, you'll discover that faith will grow because faith comes by hearing, and you will hear the voice of God. He will speak to your heart. Number two in the do's, do live by love. Do live in love. It is important in these days, in these times, that we find ways to reach out and touch other people. A telephone call to a Christian friend, a telephone call to an unsaved friend, a telephone call to someone that is needing some encouragement, asking somebody, is there anything that you need? Is there something I can do for you? Just a telephone call that says, you've been on my heart, you've been on my mind, and I've been praying for you. Find ways to be encouraging to other people. Find ways that you can volunteer your help to people who are in need, people who can't get out to the grocery store. Do live in love. Say, Lord, I want to live in love, and I want to be able to minister to people. The third do is this, do live in hope. Do live in hope. Now abides faith and hope and love. Can I tell you, you can't live without hope. I don't know how long this is going to last. Some people are optimists, like Dave here. He's an optimist. He believes it's all going to be over in 2 weeks. I'm not quite there. But I have hope that this is going to be done. It's going to end. This too shall pass. And we need to live in hope. We need to give people hope and tell them, I know you're going through difficult times. I know you've lost a lot of money. The financial situation in this country today is desperate. But we are not desperate. Why? Because our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Amen. And I declare to you today that you can live in glorious hope. Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you think that Jesus understands? There's a song, Does Jesus Know When My Heart Is Burdened? Does he know? Does he care? Well, I want you to know this. The Word of God says clearly this in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tested or tempted like as we are, yet without sin. In other words, Jesus understands because he's been there. Can I tell you, there's nothing you have gone through that Jesus has not gone through. There's no temptation you have faced that Jesus has not faced. He knows it all. He has tasted. You say, but he was God. Yes, he was God. And he is God. And he always was God. And he always will be God. There was never a time when he wasn't God. But there was a time when he walked on this earth that he laid aside all of those supernatural powers, and he lived by faith just like we do. He had to spend time alone with the Father. He would minister all day long, and instead of going to bed, he would go into the wilderness and he would cry out to the Father, and he would be refreshed and replenished by the Father. He knows what it was to be tired. The Bible tells us that Jesus one day was walking and came into one of the cities of Samaria. And he came to a well and he sat down. And the Bible says he sat down because he was weary. He knows weariness. He knows what it is to be tired. He knows what it is to work long, long hours. He knows what it is to go hungry. The Bible says that afterward he was hungry. He faced that hunger. After 40 days in the wilderness, he was hungry. And the temptation came to him. You're God? You're God. These stones here, don't they look like loaves of bread? Why don't you just speak the word and turn that stone into bread? But Jesus responded, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of the Father. And so Jesus knew what it was to face hunger. He knew what it was to be bound by the things that bind us. Did you ever stop to think that Jesus, who had created all of the gold that was ever created, all of the oysters that ever created pearls, all of the wealth that was ever made, he created it all. And yet when he was on this earth, he had to depend on God's people to take care of his physical needs. In fact, the Bible says this, certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Mary Magdalene, out of whom seven devils had been cast, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. Luke 8, 2. You see, he had to take an offering too. And his needs were being met. The same way that missionaries' needs are being met today, the same way that your needs are met, my needs are met, they're met by God supplying our every need. How many of you know the Word of God says, my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And he has this amazing way of doing it so often through God's people. Don't forget, your church needs the support through this time that we're going through. Feel free to make out an offering envelope and send it into the church. They can use it during this time because bills are still going to be going on. God understands this because Jesus went through it himself. Jesus was also limited by space, and he was limited by time. You remember, he gets the word, Lazarus is sick. the one you love. And Jesus is days away from them. He's not there. And 4 days later, he arrives on the scene. They said, Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. You see, he had the same limitation of space and time that we have. Well, you say, but Lazarus was raised from the dead. Do you know how he was raised from the dead? By faith. Jesus called him forth because he had faith in the Father. And when Jesus called him forth, Lazarus came forth. You say, but do we have faith? The same faith Jesus walked with, we can walk with. His faith was so limitless. Sometimes ours gets so bound, doesn't it? How we need to say, Lord, I just pray that you'll wash away the things that limit my faith. Because if you did it, I can do it. When Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, as far as we know, he had done no miracles before the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Because what he did in his ministry, he did through the power of the Holy Spirit in him. But the first thing that happened to Jesus after the Spirit of God came on him was he was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness tested for 40 days. But the word says when he came out of the wilderness, he came out in the power of the Spirit. And when you and I come out of the wilderness we're in, we're going to come out stronger in faith than we were. We're going to come out with a richer faith because we are going to have seen the hand of God at work in many, many areas. We're going to see God reach down and touch and heal. We're going to see the Spirit of God reaching down and supplying needs. There are so many people today that don't know where the next dollar is going to come from now because they've lost their jobs. And I say to some of you who are listening, and your heart may be heavy saying, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understandings. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will bring it to pass. He will supply that need. You know, many people take that scripture as their life's verse. It's a hard scripture verse to take because it means I've got to live by faith. But the word of God says the just shall live by faith. And so I declare to you today that Jesus also understands what you're going through. I don't know whether that does anything to you. It helps me. It helps me to know that whatever I've gone through, Jesus has been there and he's laid the tracks down for me to follow. The trail is laid. Okay, Jesus, you did it this way. I can do it this way because I'm your child. The Bible says, as many as receive Christ, to them he has given power to become the sons of God, the children of God, even to those that believe on his name. Let me bring this to a close by saying to all of those who are listening today, if you have never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have never invited him to come into your life, the word of God is very clear. He says, behold, I stand at your heart's door and I knock. And I'm saying, if you'll open the door, I will come into you. The Bible says, as many as receive him, to them he gives them power to become the children of God, even to those that believe on his name. And you say, how do I do that? The word says this, call upon the name of the Lord. And all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Simply bow your heart before the Lord and say, Lord Jesus Christ, I am a sinner. I am undone. I don't have anything to offer to you but myself. Lord, in the name of Jesus, will you wash away my sin? Will you come into my life? Will you fill my life with yourself? And will you save me? And the Bible says that if you call upon the name of the Lord with a humble heart, he will come into your heart. He will come into your life. And so I say to you today, open your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Allow him to become the Lord of your life. He will take you through these difficult times. He will never leave you alone. He will never forsake you. Here's that scripture once again. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. I would like to pray with you today. Reaching out across the miles, he is there and he is here. And he's there in your room today. He's in the car where you're listening to this. He is there at the other end of your internet. And if you have a need, will you just open up and tell the Lord what that need is right now? And as you tell him what it is, I want to pray for you. I want to believe that God is going to come and God is going to meet your heart and he's going to touch you today. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray right now for each one who is crying out to you. Lord, there are those who are crying out that are sick today and they need a healing in their body. And you've said in your word, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I lay my hand, as it were, upon them right now, saying, Jesus, touch them and heal them. Take away the sickness, Lord. Take away the pain. Deliver them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, those that are saying they have a financial need, they don't know where the next meal is coming from. They don't know where the rent's coming from. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will work a miracle and supply that need. For you are the God who has promised to supply all of our need. And Lord, I pray for every child of Jesus that is crying out to you right now that you will be merciful to them and that you will meet that need. I pray, Heavenly Father, for those who are watching loved ones who are sick, that you will help them to be able to minister to that loved one. And Lord, I pray you'll heal that loved one. We ask these things in the name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen. May God bless you this week. If we can help in any way, remember that God's people are looking to be of service to you. May God bless you richly in your life this week, knowing that he says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. God bless you.